Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kufches. Chulin Kufches, and scheduling, Lord, I do not know when the next shiur will be. There will not be a shiur on Friday. Not because it's the second day Yontif for me, but because just not it's not going to happen. Thursday night is something, and Friday. Sunday morning, Be'ez Hashem, we'll try. Sunday morning, we'll try to to have a shiur. Fresh, thanks. Sunday morning, we'll try to have a shiur. Monday, probably not. I think I'm going to be away on Sunday night. Wednesday, for sure, we'll have a shiur. Tuesday is unclear. We'll see. Cholam Moed is just up in the air. We'll talk about it day by day. So those listening online, feel free to just check out. But the next shiur, I will try to give on Sunday. That'll be the next one, and we'll figure it out scheduling-wise. Okay. Says the Mishnah on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. Sorer Adam Basar Ugvina Ben Pachas Achas. We are deep into Basar B'chalef. Says the Mishnah. A person is allowed to wrap meat and cheese together. Ben Pachas Achas. In one package. Ubevach lo yinogin shelo yihu nogin zebazet. As long as they're not touching each other. They're touching each other, that it could be a problem. But as long as they're not touching each other, let's say you have a hefsik. Let's say you have a... You're going on a tiyul and you want to take some items for the kids and some like fleishiks, some like milchiks. You can wrap fleishiks and milchiks in the same bag as long as they're not touching each other. Let's say you wrap them up in separate tin foils. So why to do that? You ought to put turkey and a cheese sandwich, a turkey sandwich and a cheese sandwich in the same bag. Says the as long as they don't touch. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shnei Achsenayin Ochel Lashulchan Echad Zebas Vezek Vina Mechoshishin. Two guests can eat at the same table, one milchus, one fleishiks, and you don't have to be worried that they're going to take from each other because they are both guests and they don't really know each other. And that's why you're allowed to eat at the same table. Says the Gemara, V'chino ge'a zeba zemai havi, sonin bit soninu. If they are not touching, or even if they are touching, says the Gemara, what's the difference? So let them touch. It's all cold. So what if a turkey sandwich and a cheese sandwich touch each other? Why should you have to wrap it up separately? Let them touch. Amar Abaya, nehid the klifa lo bai, hadach ami lo bai. Fine, you won't need to peel off any layers, which you have to do sometimes when it's hot and there are blios. But don't you need to wash it? So you're going to have to wash them if they scraped each other, if they touched each other. So you don't want to lechatchila put yourself into a situation where one would need washing. So that's why it's best not to do it. Right. If you did it, then you would wash it off. But lechatchila, we try not to do it. Okay, Rishu Gabliel Omer, and that's what we pass in the Maisa. Rishu Gabliel Omer, Shneach Sanaim, Ochlan al Shochan Echad, Amr of Chanan, Bar Ami, Amr Shmuel, Lo Shanu, Ela Shein Makirin Zezeh. When do we say that they're allowed to, they're two guests? If they're two guests that don't really know each other. Ava Makirin Zezeh Aser, but if they're two guests that know each other, so then it is Aser. It's Aser for two people who are friends to eat one milchix, one fleishix at the same table. Tani Nami Haku, we also learned in a Tosefta, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Beis Achsenoim, Shenis Archol Upuntak Echad, Zeba Minat Safon, Zeba Minat Darom. Now they met in Beit Shemesh, right? One from the north, one from the south. Zeba Vachatichaso, Zeba Begvinaso. One came with his steak sandwich, and one came with his cheese sandwich. Ochlan al Shulchan Echad, Zebasov, Zegvina Vechoshishin. That's the reason. The emphasis is one from the north and one from the south, that they don't know each other. Velo Asru, the Gemara ends off, Ela Betfisa Achas. And this is only, it's only usher in one tfisa, in one package. Tfisa achas alkadadach, what does that mean? Ela ke'ein tfisa achas. It means no, like one package. What does ke'ein tfisa achas mean? So the Rishonim here try to figure it out exactly. Tosfos says, ke'ein tfisa means if there is nothing separating them. That's the problem. Ke'ein tfisa achas, like one package. If there is any type of hefsik or hecker in between, then it's not a problem. That's Tosfos in Ke'ein. Ve'im yesh davar mafsik, lo havi ke'ein tfisa achas. If there is something separating, so then it's not considered one tfisa. Tosfos continues two lines later. Lefichach, noagin achshav, kishezeh ochal basar, vezeh ochal gvina, al shulchan echad. That is why, if you have two kids, one of them is eating fleishiks, one milchiks at the same table, manichin lechem o kankan o shar kalim lahafsik main time. You put something in between. Right, we're familiar with this from Hilchos Nida, from a husband and a wife are eating together pre children, and or post, right, out of the house, whatever it is they're eating alone, and they're eating at the table, they have to have a hafzik in between them, either a bread or a bottle, or ochel al mapa acheres, or they eat on a different placemat, or one eats on a placemat, one doesn't eat on a placemat, any of these are considered hakerib, the havi ke'en shtei tfisas. That is the Tosfos. All this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Just to note, the Hagos Hashri here says, when we talk about a heker of a bread or a bottle or something like that, it's obviously one that is not being used. Not being used by either of the people involved. You can't use the ketchup as a heker if you keep taking from the ketchup. Right? A heker has to be something that is not being used. So most of the time we have a non-food item. If one has, I don't know, anything, any strange thing, if you have in the days of without children at the table, but it has to be something that is not being used. One can't use something that is supposed to be and being used at the table anyway. This is quoted all in the Shulchan the two places in Yerodeya. Number one is in Peches in Ilchus Basa B'chalav, and number two in Ilchus Nida. Peches is quoted. That's the simon we mentioned. Shalo lahalos basar al shulchan shochel gvina. You can't put them on the table that they're eating on at the same time. Hada asar lahalos al shulchan dafke b'shnei b'nei adam hamakirim zeh afilu hemakpidin zeh. Even if they're makpid, we'll get to in a second. If you have two brothers who don't really get along, and you're not worried that they're going to take from each other, because everything that the other one eats is gross to the first one, right? So that happens many times with siblings. They still cannot eat milk as afflations left to each other, right? Because we're going to get to that low plug idea in a second. But if they know each other, and they recognize each other, and they're friendly, so then it is usser. Aval achsanoim, she'in makirim ze'ezeh mutter, v'yafilo ha-makirim, imasu shum heker kagon, shekol achad ochel al-mafa shalo, oh, afilu ochlem apa achas, but no sibidi apas lakir mutter. Right, sometimes it comes up on chalamoi trips. You go to a public area. And if you're eating at a picnic table where you don't know the other people at the picnic table, fine, you can eat whatever you want, because you're not worried, you're going to take from each other. But if you go to an area and you happen to know the people, and you happen to maybe going on a teal with the people, and they brought milchiks and you brought fleishiks, or vice versa, so then that is an issue, and one is not allowed to eat next to them unless there is a separate heker. Haga v'davka she'in ochlin min hapas ha-munach b'nehem. Ha heker, aval mochlim imenu lovi heker, t'lav hachi hapas she'ochlin b'nehem munach al-shulchan. As we just said, quoting the Hagos Hashri, aval nasi b'nehem kli she'shosim imenu, u'balav hachi idarku lios ha-shulchan, avi heker, avi she'shosim min ha-kli. Oh, if there's something unusual that you don't usually drink from, that you put on the table, I know, let's say you put a person puts the huge the thing that you take water from in the kitchen that you press and the water comes out. If you put a water bottle on the hun, that doesn't work. But if you put a whole big thing there, that's even if you're using it, if it's not supposed to be there, that's the key. Just have to have something that's unusual there to remind the people that it is not you're not allowed to share the food. A sealed water bottle. You might open it though. I don't know if a sealed water bottle is going to be good enough, because then you might open it. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it does not talk about other people, but if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva in Sif Katan Dalid, the Pisrei Tshuva here says, the Yai Tshuva is Masis Binyamin, Demashma, Im Gam Acherim Ochlam Al Shulchan Zeh, Mutter Af Below Heker. If you have two families that know each other, but there's another family sitting there also that you don't know, so then that also could help. By Hilchos Nida, it's a little different. It's not a question of just taking, it's a question of doing something more than just taking the other food. So that's why, if you have a child there, that could be a hecker. But here, it's, we're not worried. We're worried about simply sharing food. So as long as there's another person close by, the Pesach Tshuva says that would also work. Hilchos Chametz and Matzah are somewhat different. That's more Chamor. I didn't bring it, but in Aruch Chaim, we're talking about you're allowed to eat next to a non-Jew that's eating Chametz on Pesach. Right? At a public... So that's more Chamor. That's because... On the one hand, it might be somebody you don't know, but on the other hand, it's lo bedili in shemineh. You're always used to eating it, right? The chametz. So the post can talk about the relationship between basar b'chalav, which you never eat anyway. You're used to, if you're eating fleishiks, you're used to not taking milchiks, and chametz, which you are not used to separating from. So that is going to compare the halachas of chametz and matzah and the halachas of basar b'chalav. Okay. Yeah, two different place mats are good. The different placements are good. If you have one red and one blue placement, that's fine. Okay.
At this stage of the Gemara, if it's two achsanayim that didn't know each other, then you wouldn't even need that?
Two achsanayim that do not know each other, you do not need anything. Yeah. You don't know each other. We're not worried that you're going to take from each other. Okay. Continuing the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi Al Abaya Shnei Achim Umakpidin Zal Zemahu. What if you have two brothers and they don't really like each other? So is that called knowing each other or not? So Amalei. So Ravi Abaya answered, Yomer Kala Sarikin Asurin Vasariki Baitos Mutarin. That basically means low plug. What does that mean? Rashi explains it on top of the next Amud. Rashi explains that there was a story in Maseches Pesachim that they Chazal asked making certain types of matzahs on Pesach. Certain types of matzahs that had pictures on them because they used to delay as they shaped them, as they stamped them, and it was a chashash chimutz. So Chazal asked making any types of matzahs in shapes, matzahs in pictures, but there was one baker that had an imprint. That he could do it very fast. He had an imprint where he could just take the matzah, boom, put an imprint, and it was finished very fast. So he asked, well, could I make these matzahs? Because I do it very quickly. So, answers the Gemara there, this line. What, people are going to say, all the Sarikin, everybody's matzahs and shapes are usher, and yours is mutter? People aren't going to know the difference. So therefore, you're not allowed to make those matzahs anyway. It's going to lead people to make their own, which is a chashash chibut. So here too, even though they're going to see, oh, look at those two brothers, they're eating next to each other. I didn't know you could have two brothers eating milk and fleishiks next to each other. Wow. But even though they're not going to know that they're makpid on each other, so therefore that is not allowed. Fine. Says the Gemara Ula Taimei, Chad Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Mishen lo el acholok echad, muta lechapso b'chol shal moed. This is today's connection to Sukkos. Right? The chol moed. Right? So if somebody has only one shirt, you're allowed to wash it a chol moed. You're not allowed to usually do kibbutz a chol moed. If somebody only has one shirt, you're allowed to. But says Zagmar, yes, but why should that be allowed? Yo, Mrukal Sarika Nasur, Mr. Gibbai, this Mutarin, same kind of idea, low plug. People are going to see this shirt freshly laundered, and they're going to say, wow, I didn't know you could do laundry on Chol HaMoed, and he's a firm person. So I didn't know that. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Hasam Amar Mar Bar Avashi is a Zuro Mochiach Alav. No, over there people are going to know. Because the Ezor, Rashi says, Ha-Ezor Tamidu Kavua B'Chaluko. There's a certain type of belt that goes on the shirt. And whenever you have the same shirt, you have the same belt. If you change your shirt, you'll have a different one. So here people will realize and see that you're wearing the same belt you wore yesterday. So you think people are going to be so focused on your clothing. If that's true, they're going to realize you're wearing the same Azar, so it's really the same shirt. Oh, this guy must only have one shirt. That's why he's doing it. Therefore, it's clear it's not going to lead to problems. V'haroek shubachabso, Rashi says, v'ezurimo yodeh shilo alachal gechad. Chazal allowed it if it was obvious that the heter was clear. Meaning if there was, let's say, in the Sarikid case, in the Baitus case, on the stamp, he had like his signature. So everybody would realize that this is Dafka from Baitus, that'd also be Mutter. But the only time it's a problem is if it's not clear that it is outside of the normal cases.
Right,
yeah.
In a case where you have two people that don't know one another.
Two people
Right? How does an observer know whether they know one another or not?
Right, but the question is, we're assuming that people know who two brothers are. That was the Shiloh that was asked. Maybe two brothers look alike, and
but even if you have two people that know one another versus two people,
right? So the Gemara says that you don't have to be worried about. If you have two just people sitting there, people don't know if you're friends or not. So you're not worried about others. People, I guess, would assume that you don't know each other if it looks like two different families or two people eating things. The problem is brothers. That's the only question. The Gemara didn't say if you have two people who are friends that know each other but are machmed on each other. The Gemara didn't ask that. The Gemara dafka asked by Achim. So I think maybe because that's more obvious.
Wasn't the point by Baitos that Dafka, their insignia was obvious that it was theirs?
I don't think so. I think it was just a tfus. I think it was just a tfus that people will say, Rashi says in the first few skinny lines.
And why does the Lashon, everybody's going to say that shall Baitos is mutter?
No, our piece of rhetorical question. Are people going to say this? They're going to say everything's mutter. People are going to say these are usher and this is mutter? No, they're going to end up saying everything's mutter. So I think it's a rhetorical question, and that's going to lead to the low plug. Remember, we've mentioned in the past an important chiluk that Ramosha writes in the Tshuva, the difference between Maris Ayin and Chshad. Here, what we're talking about, Rav Moshe would call Maris Ayin. For example, Gemara says that in the days of old, when somebody has two windows on two opposite sides of their house, they had to put a menorah, a chanukiah, in both windows. Why? Because if you only light on one side, people say, the people passing on the other side will say, wow, this guy didn't light a menorah this year. Didn't light a chanukiah this year. What is that? The Gemara calls that chshad. Is that going to lead people? Wow, I didn't know that you didn't have to light a chanukiah this year. Oh, wow. I guess it's a busy Chanukah this year. Chazal were mevatel the mitzvah. No, of course not. So Rav Moshe says you have to look. Sometimes we show and abuse it interchangeably. But Rav Moshe says at least in Chazal, sometimes you have that. It's meduyak. When it comes to I'm going to do something, and therefore people are going to think badly of me, that's called chshad. If it's I'm going to do something, and people then are going to be led in the improper path. Wow, I didn't know that's mutter. I didn't know this is a kosher restaurant. So that's Maris Ayin. The difference between chshad and Maris Ayin. Sometimes the Gemara is interested in one, sometimes in the other. Here it seems like it's a Maris Ayin issue, that people are going to think that this behavior is going to be mutter. But again, sometimes it's just an issue of chshad, not an issue of Maris Ayin. Okay, we continue. Now we are up to the Mishnah that many who have studied Yerodeah, many who have studied Basa Machal of Yerodeah, might even start with Chulun Kuf Ches. That might be the beginning of it all. As the Mishnah tells us, this is one of the sources of the Tav Ke'ikr and the Basel Mechalef. Says the Mishnah, Tipas Chalef Shafal HaChaticha. You have a drop of milk that fell onto a Chaticha. I shouldn't say that the Chalef Moed was the only connection. Yesterday there was a lot of Kashrus Shilohs also. Right? Basel Mechalef, that itself connects to any day of the year, especially Yontif. Tipas Chalef Shafal HaChaticha. A drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat. Where is the piece of meat located? So let's finish the Mishnah, then we'll talk about it. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. So a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat. Im yesh bav mino sein tam ba osa chaticha aser. If there is not 60 keneged, the drop of milk, in that one piece of steak, aser, that whole piece of steak becomes aser. Again, a drop of milk falls onto a piece of steak, so you need to be mevatel. Right, you need to be mevatel from the meat to the milk, and if not, the whole piece of meat is aser. Nieres akadera, if one shakes up the kadera, then let's say, I'm not talking about details yet, let's say somehow this piece of meat is in a pot, on top of a pot, we'll get to the details in a minute, but then after it fell in, or maybe we're not clear, we're not going to really get to this today, it's tomorrow's daf, it comes up all the way at the end of today's. How long did you leave before you stirred up the pot? Did you give enough time for the bliya to occur or not? That's going to be a discussion, so we're not going to be so clear on that right now, because the Gemara is not so clear. Near as a kadera, if somebody stirred up the pot, im yesh ba benosin tam, bo sa kadera aser. So then we say you don't need to be bevatel a drop of milk just from that one piece, but then you go by the whole pot. Go by the whole pot, because then the milk could be considered as if it fell into the whole pot, not just onto that piece of meat. Okay, that is the Mishnah. So what exactly is the case that the Mishnah is talking about? As I mentioned, it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that in the first case, let's say the Reisha, the milk fell onto the piece of meat, the meat is halfway in the pot. Rashi says that's allowed. Even if the meat is halfway in the pot, and the drop of milk falls onto the meat, you're still allowed to say that the one piece of steak is going to be mevatel, the drop of meat, the drop of milk. Even though you might say, hey, this steak is half in this pot of stew, so why do you say that you're only mevatel the milk with this one meat is all connected? Shouldn't you go by the whole pot even without stirring it up? Because you're going to tell me that the milk goes into, it's mifapeya, goes into the whole piece of meat, but this piece of meat is halfway into the stew. Doesn't matter, says Rashi. Rashi says you go by the one piece of steak. Rashi says, see if you're the first Rashi. Tipas chal shadaf al achaticha, bitocha kedera al achas min achatichos. Fell into the pot on one of the pieces. Below he gets his akadera, you didn't stir it. Below nechla ktaba tipa el la osa chaticha bovad. That is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi, and Tosfos argues right here. Tosfos says, top Tosfos, tipas cholov, neaseret kesha tachaticha kula chutz lerotev airi. talking about a case where the whole piece of meat is outside the sauce. That's why you use this one chaticha to be bevatel the drop. V'lo b'shar chatichos. You don't use the others. Why? Mishum the chalav mifapeya al kol chaticha. The milk gets absorbed. The drop of milk that falls onto a piece of hot steak goes and is absorbed into the entire steak. V'ein mifapeya bechaticha lachaverta. And the only way that it'll go from one piece of meat to another piece of meat is by stirring it or by putting the cover on so that the steam goes all over under the pot and therefore it can move. But, says Tosfos, if it would be already in the stew itself, then it could go from one piece to another piece. And therefore, that cannot be the case of the Mishnah. That is Shitas Tosfos. Rashi obviously holds otherwise. Rashi says, if you don't stir it, even if it's half in and half out, it's not going to go from chaticha to chaticha. Is that a machlokas in Metzius? Hopefully not. It's probably a machlokas in how much, there is a certain level of passage in between the chatichos. The question is that halachically significant? Rashi would say no, and Tosfos would say yes. The Ramah in Sibin Sadik Beis Os Beis weighs in on this issue. Says the Ramah, yeah, you got to do all Sibin Sadik Beis with all the Nosei Kalim to really get our figures here. Nafachalav l'toch kateir shal basar shetam in achaticha shafal achalav. You taste the piece of steak. Nowadays we don't taste it with a guy. Im ein bahem tam chalav hakol mutar. Vim yesh bechaticha mitiimas chalav nasra osa chaticha. Rama uludidan ein somchan ovdei chachavim in a shishim bechaticha. Vim lav kula asura. Right? You need shishim connected to the entire chaticha. Umisharin bekula im haya bechol ma sheyesh bekedera meachatichos vehayarak vehamarak vehatavlin kedei shetei chaticha zu echad mishishim meakol hachaticha asu meakol hachaticha asura vashar mutter bebed ramur bishlonir talks about near and low near. That is the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Ramah adds, it's not 100% clear what the Shehut, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah are passing like. That's why there are huge notes of Kalim here. Are they passing like Rashi? Are they passing like Tosfos? But that is that's the Tzadik Beis is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch. Let's continue. Okay, we're not going to get so much Halacha Lamaisa, but this is the Svaris are the keys that we take with us, right? What is the first question that anyone has to figure out is what is the mevatel? Whenever you have a bas machalov question, at two yesterday, right? What is the mevatel? You put a pariv spoon, no, fleishik spoon into a, no, it was the opposite, milchik spoon into a fleishik dish that was cooking, right, on the fire, right? So how do you do? So the first shaila is, what? When was the last time you used it for milchiks? Many times, this is true, many times, like, well, for sure, not 24 hours, many times we call certain things fleishiks and milchiks, but it could be that, you know, fleishiks, how many times do we have hot milchiks? How many times? So sometimes, a spoon, okay, a fork, you could have a lasagna, but it's sometimes like, okay, well, let's use it for milchiks. Okay, for sure, not 24 hours. Okay, then it's not going to aser the food, that's for sure. Eino ben yomo cannot aser anything. Let's talk about a cut, sharp food. But that's the rule. Then you just got to talk about the spoon. The spoon's going to be trafed up. You got to kasha that. But that's the first question is always 24 hours. Let's say most of the time it was not. Let's say it could have been used within 24 hours. Could have been used. Okay? Could have been used. So now that only usually happens if it's like before a yantav, you're having a fleishik meal and a milchik meal, and you're preparing for both. So that's when it could happen. Or if you used the supper before. Sometimes the people don't have fleishiks always on Thursday nights. So that's why people don't have hot milchiks on Thursday night, usually, sometimes. I don't know. I guess every house is different. But anyway, but most of the time the answer to that question is no, it hasn't been used. But if it has been used, then the shaila is, okay, you got to know shishim or not. So you have to have shishim for the surface area of the spoon that fell in. Right now, most of the time, whatever the pot is, most of the time you have shishim. If it's a big, if you're cooking something big, unless it's you're just cooking a few, like the bottom of a little bit to put in one of the ingredients. It might not be shishim, but either way, but that's what you look for. You got to figure out what's your mevatel. Anyway, says the Gemara. You only did five lines. Amar Abaya, Tam of Olam Hamashal B'Avodah Raisa. Getting back to a sugi we discussed earlier in the Masechta about 10 blot ago. It says Abaya, Tam of Olam Hamashal, which we call Tam Ke'ikar. If you have the Tam of something, of an Isser, or of milchus and fleishiks. If you have the tam and you don't have the mamashes, you don't have the item itself, ba'alma da'oraisa. That concept is a din da'oraisa. Tam ki'ikar is a din da'oraisa. The islak a daitach derabanan, because if we say it's only a chumra derabanan, mi basa b'chalav by time alo gamrinan. Why wouldn't we learn it for basa b'chalav? Basa b'chalav we know has tam, and that's on a daraisa level. And why wouldn't we learn from there? To chiddushu. What? Because it's a chiddush, which we'll get to what exactly is the chiddush element. Let's just finish the sentence. But a chiddush, remember, always means something that goes against the general rules. Davar asosar as a klal. Not something that you wouldn't have known without the Torah. Because then basically all mitzvahs we wouldn't have known without the Torah. No, it means something that goes against the rules. So, why wouldn't you learn from it? Because it's a chiddush. But he chiddushu, if it's a chiddush, avagav deleka no se tanami. If it's a chiddush, you're telling me basa b'chalav is a rule breaker, said basa b'chalav should be usher, even if there wasn't nisinas tam. Which is still basa b'chalav, mitzius. And therefore, if you're telling me that basa b'chalav is a rule breaker, so then it should even be a rule breaker regarding nisinas tam, it should be usher even without nisinas tam. If a drop of milk falls into a huge vat of chicken soup, it should still be usher. So the Gemara says, no, Amar le Rava, derech bishul asr Torah. No, the Torah says beferish, that it's only asr if it's cooked together, not if you eat it together. So that shows, why is the Torah makbid on bishul? It must be because the Torah requires nesidas tam. So even if it is a chiddush in other areas, you cannot say it's going to be asr even without nesidas tam. So that is what Rava answers. Anyway, but Abaye Shita is, Tom Kaker is Daraisa. It is a machlokas Tanoim, it's a machlokas Amaram, it's a machlokas Rishonim. That's what we had, if you remember back, on Rashi in the Tzaddiks. Rashi in the Tzaddiks, already Paskins, about the Tav Ke'ikar, Rashi had on Tav Tzaddik Chesem Abayz, that's what we last discussed it. Rashi quotes, like the Shita of Durabanan, Rava hold is Bekachim it's Daraisa, and Chulin is Durabanan, major machlokas Rishonim. What do we paskin like? Or maybe the top hold is daraisa if you're a member. That's Tom Ke'iker. What is the chiddush element of basa b'chalav that we're suggesting it goes against the rule? So that is 2 days in Rashi. Rashi has 2 days. You can underline it. Second medium line. We got skinny, medium, and wide lines today. Right? Second medium line, Rashi says, Dishneya min heter zelavado v'zelavado. Ukshenis arbu nesru. Number one is, you have two things that are mutter that come together and all of a sudden become usher. That's pretty unusual. Usually you have things that are usr, and it gets mixed into something that's mutter. Basa b'chalav, meat is mutter, and milk is mutter, and all of a sudden they've come together, they're usr. So that is chiddush number one. Right? Sometimes you have interesting mixtures that are come together. Tamar is daf. Tamar is the chal daf in shas. Chal is the udder's daf. Udders, let's say you have an udder that's meat, but has milk inside. So it's usr, it's a mutter. Is it interesting, if you think about it, how milk comes from a cow, and milk is milchik, and a cow is fleshik, right? So how does that work? So that's something that the Gemara gets into. And what happens if you shech the cow and there's still milk inside? When does it get the status of milk? That's tomorrow's daf. That's chal. Anyway, so number one is, you have two things that are mutter, together they become usr. And then Rashi is, viod, shederach bishul nesru below achila, that even just cooking it is going to be usr without eating it. That is number two. Other Rishonim have a third daya. The Me'iri in Psachim says it's only usr if to eat it if it's cooked together. If you soak it together all day and then you eat it, it's not usr. That's the third. Rashi's second one was it's usr even just to cook it. Right? It's not usr daraisa to cook nevela. It's not usr daraisa to cook any other isser. It's usr to cook basa b'chalav. Right? But that's number two. The Me'iri, the third daya, Me'iri in Psachim Mem Daled says that it's only usr to eat if you cook it. It's not usr to eat if you don't cook it together, you just keep it together. That's the Me'iri's Lashon. Ela itar luhu kule yama b'chal b'sharim yidaraisa af b'chdei b'liya zemizeh kiva kagon sh'ira chalav chami kli rishon l'kli shedi v'nasa baza b'socha. What if you put basar in a kli sheni chalav? Still going to be mutter da'araisa. Shalosra Torah, al derech bishul. V'klisheni avabishu maflu to mavliya enim avashel. V'chulu. Okay, that's the Gemara, assuming milk is not a kali bishul. Those are 3 days in the Rishonim. Tosfos is not like Rashi day number one, because it's not unique. Day number one, two things that are mutter that you put together to become aser. Why isn't it unique? Kelayim. Shatnes. That's also two things that are mutter separately, and then you put them together, they become aser. So a chiddush has to be unique. This is not unique. You have shatnez, that's what Tosfos says, in Tosfos Dibur Masel Chiddush. right? The Chiddushu. He doesn't like that first day of Rashi. How could you answer for Rashi? There a difference between Kilayim and Basa B'chalav? So I saw the Parim Yafis. Parim Yafis is the Hafla, the Rebbe of Chassam Sofer. So he, in Parshas Kisisa, discusses this. The kid just came out with a new edition last year. Beautiful Parim Yafis. Anyway, so says the Parim Yafis, Basa B'chalav is an even bigger Chiddush. Why? Because at least Shatnez and Kilayim, they start off as separate Minim. Flax, linen, and wool. So they're two separately, they grow separately, and then they come together. Bas B'chalav is even more strange. Why? Because what I just said before. They come from the same source. Milk, gedilo, svasha gediba, chalevi mo. They come from the same source, then they're separated, and now you're putting them back together. And now they're usher. Right? That's different than, that's one step more unique than shatnez, than kelayim. And that's why it says the Panim Yafis, that could answer up for Rashi. Because it's even more of a chiddush. One final ha'ara, and then we'll continue, and that is the Ran. There is a Ran, talking about bitul of basa b'chalav, there is an important Ran to note. And that is a Ran in Avodah Zarah, daf lamed aleph, from a base in the daf yarif. The Ran says, mikom makom, b'had de beged, we're talking about the relationship of kilayim and basa b'chalav. We're going to do the rest of the Amud in a minute. Mikom makom, b'had de beged she'avad ba'kilayim, ikalameidak. Let's say you have a beged, and you know there was kilayim somewhere in it. There's one string of kilayim somewhere. Ika lemedak, live to kilayim baruba. Why don't we say it's batal baruf? Gemara talks about himsechas nida. You have to search it out, So why don't you say it's batal baruf? Just like we say by seir nazir, she ne'er guba beged. The seir nazir is also aser bahana. That it was ne'er guba beged. To call a beged aser, uparchinav, live to baruba. So we say no, it's talking about a special sfirta, a certain type of item that's not chasha, but generally, bitul should kick in. So why do you say bitul kicks in by a beged that had kilayim? Answer, v'yesh lomar, the dafka gabi seir nazir, davi isura levad, shayach bitul barov. Aval gaba kilayim, da hailuchu de shari, v'hailuchu de shari, by kilayim, the point is that when they're put together, they're usur, so you can't talk about bitul barov there. Because the whole point is that being together makes it usur. Aval gaba kilayim, here it is, there's a kasav la osran, he'll go lo shayach shum bitul. Says the Gemran, what about Basa B'chalav then? Basa B'chalav is just like Kelayim then, so if you put it together, it shouldn't be Asur. So the Gemara answers, Yishlama the shiny Basa B'chalav, the Gali Kra Behedya de Batil. Why? Debe Kedamrinan, Derech Bishal Asur Torah, Pirish Ika Nesinas Tam, our Gemara. Right? Because Derech Bishal Asur Torah means it's only Asur through Bishal, meaning if it gives off taste. That's what Bishal basically means. If it doesn't give off taste, if it's just soaked together, then it's not going to give off taste, so therefore, on a Daraisa level. There is a concept called, if you soak something for 24 hours, it might be start giving off taste. Is that a concept Daraisa, Darabanan, Kavish Kimavushal? But hopefully we'll get to that in a later date. Okay, let's continue. Amarav. So now we get back to two concepts that we already focused on earlier. You see, La'el Kufyud. Remember the two concepts. One concept is Chaticha Na'asis Nevela. Chaticha Na'asis Nevela means once something absorbs a taste of Isser. So now do we say that the whole, let's say the milk falls onto the piece of meat, do we now say that the entire piece of meat is a chefsa shel Isser, and therefore if it now falls into something else, you need to be mevatel the entire item, or just the drop of milk? That was the issue of chaticha nasas nevela, chanan as it's called. And number one. Number two, really that's number two. Number one is the sugya of efshar lesochto asur, efshar lesochto mutter, which is really step one. Efshar lesochto asur or mutter is once something becomes asur, and then it falls, let's say that piece of meat, let's say it was a piece of meat separately and a drop of milk falls in, then it falls into a larger pot. Do I say that it is ever possible for that meat to become unassered? Is it possible now that it's in a situation where there is enough to be mevatel, that original isser? Do I say that even that original piece of meat can become mutter? That's called efshel esochto. It's possible to squeeze it out, mutter? Or do I say efshel esochto asser? So that's a machlokas. The only way that you'll get to the stage of chanan is if you say efshel esochto asser. If you say this piece of meat is going to be asr forever, then you can get to the second stage of, okay, so what do you have to use to be mevatel? You don't have to say that second step. You can say efshel esochto asr and say, but still, you only need to be mevatel, that drop originally, even though that this first thing is still always going to remain asr. So there's step one, Efshel Softa Osser, Efshel Softa Mutter. That's about that original piece of meat. Step two relates to the entire pot. What do you need to be mevatel? Do you need to be mevatel the original drop or the entire piece of meat? That's Chanan. Again, you could say Efshel Softa Osser without saying Chanan. You probably cannot say Efshel Softa, you cannot say Chanan by saying Efshel Softa Mutter. Because once you say Efshel Softa Mutter, so then you're saying that the item does not have any special status, so then you're going to say, you're not going to say Chanan. Okay, those are two sugyas. They might go together, but they definitely could be machali between them. Okay, so that's going to be hagdama to the next sugya. Amar Rav, keep it just on dam b'chadicha, chadicha atel dasa nevelo, Rav holds Chanan. Rav says once a taste is in the chaticha, then the whole thing becomes a nevela. V'yoseres kol chatichas kulan, and then all the other chatichas are aser. And you know, even if you have 60 chatichas, why? Because Rav holds with Beishein Mina. Because Rav holds like a Yehuda, Min B'mino is not batel. And therefore, once this piece of meat becomes usser, the whole piece of meat is usser, and it is not batel in the mixture. Amrle Marzutra, Breid Rav Mari, Rav Yina, Michti. 1 second. Rav, come on, Amrle Shmaitza. Who did Rav say Yeshita like Rav Yehuda? There are Min B'mino la batel. Rav said Yeshita like Rav Yehuda, who says Min B'min is not batel. Remember the svara of the Ran and Nedarim, because two things that are like get along with each other, they don't destroy each other, they could coexist with each other. That's Rav Yehuda's svara. So Lema Pliga de Rava. So does Rav argue with Rava, to Amar Rava, because Rava said, as we had earlier, Ksava Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds Min B'mino is not batel. But what if it falls into Min B'mino u'b'sheino mino? Kolshu min umino v'davar acher salekes mino k'misheino. You take out the min as if it's not there. V'sheino mino rabba lava mavatla. Meaning, let's say you have a piece of steak that falls into a stew with steak in it, but also with beans and barley and gravy and other, right? You have a piece of meat that falls into a chalent. So what do you use to be mavatla? Just the other pieces of meat or the whole chalent? So, Rabbi Rava said that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would say, you would call this a mixture of min b'she'eno mino. Not a case of min b'mino, and bittul would kick in. So, Rav, do you argue with that? Because you said that if the meat falls in, it's not going to be asur. So, Amar Lei says, no. Eid d'nafal barot av racha achinami. You're right. If it fell into a stew, which would be called min b'she'eno mino, I would agree. What's called rotev racha, soft, loose rotev. Hachamai skin is enough of rotev aveh. It fell into a very thick chalant. It's all like one big piece. So therefore, that's called min b'mino. It's called min b'mino because it's all chunks. That's all chunks, and therefore, it's still going to be min b'mino, and it's not going to be batel. Keep in mind the machlokas we mentioned twice already. The earlier, when do you say chanan? Do you only say chanan by basa b'chalav? Right, that is the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted twice already in Tosfos in this Pesachta. And the Rambam, by the way, I didn't mention then, seems to hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim. He only quotes Chanan by Basu B'chalav. And the Rush might hold like, Chalokas Rishonim. Avar says, Rabbeinu Tam and all Bali Tosfos always argue with Rabbeinu Ephraim. They say there are rayas that Chanan exists by Shari Yisurim as well. Period.
In the Sefer of the Mishnah by Nira
Sakteira. Yeah.
So there, that would be...
By the case of Ni'er, if you mix it up,
Shishim against the piece, or
so do you need Shishim against the drop, or right, you have to know how to understand that. Do you need Shishim against the drop, or Shishim against the whole Chaticha? Right, that would be an issue of Chanan, exactly. So it's not 100% clear. Im yesh ba b'no sein tam b'osek deir to be mevatel what? Doesn't say. So exactly. You have to, then the Gemara is going to talk about it. Umay kasavar. So the Gemara says, what does Rav hold? E kasavar efshel softo mutter. If he holds efshel softo is mutter, that if you put the meat in, the in meat itself could become mutter. Chaticha may nas is nevelos. Then he can't say chanan. El kasavar efshel softo aser. That's what we said. Step one for chanan has to be efshel softo aser. Again, efshel softo, just keep it clear. Efshel softo aser means once something becomes aser, that piece of meat, it's never going to become mutter. It doesn't mean the whole item is now a chefsa, shel nevela, that you'll have to need shishim connected to the whole thing. But efshel softo aser means this piece of meat will never become mutter. That is the, so you have to say, if you say chanan, that the step one is efshel softo aser. You might say, the Ritvi here talks about, you might be mechalik between shari sirim and basa b'chalav, whether you say efshel softo. That's what he says, because this whole thing became usher by the mixture, so once it gets unmixed, right, falls into a larger piece, you might be mechalik in that area. Either way. To Itmar. So Rav must hold Efshel Softo Aser. To Itmar. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri, Efshel Softo Aser. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Shlokish, the Amri, Efshel Softo, Mutter. Period. Good. Rashi points out here that even though we say Efshel Softo Mutter, that does not mean that you're allowed to, lechatchila, try to be mevatel it. Right, that's this principle that we had a daf pein shir on. Asur levatel lechatchila. Right, bittel works b'di'evid. Bittel doesn't work lechatchila. If you want your chicken soup to be a little, get a little certain type of taste to it, you can't put milk in less than 60 and say, oh, it's bittel. Right, that now is asur d'rabbanan on that mixture. Because we're konis you. The Mishnah in Truma says, if somebody does it b'mezid, asur levatel lechatchila, so then we are konis you. Okay, period. The Savar of Rav Efshel Soto Asur. Does Rav really say this, that Efshel Soto is Asur? If you have the opposite now, you have a little kazayas of basur that fell into a big hot cauldron of milk. Amar Rav, basur asur v'chalav mutter. The little piece of meat that fell in is asur, but the milk that it fell into is mutter. Why is the milk fell in mutter? Why is the milk that fell in his mutter? If you say Efshel HaSofto is going to be Asur, and he also holds of Chanan, so then, Chalav my mutter, Chalav Nevelahu. What does that mean? Milk goes into the piece of meat. That meat now becomes a Chefsa Basa B'Chalav, and before you take it out, the milk that's in that piece of Nevelah goes back into the pot. So shouldn't it all be Asur? Rashi says on top, Hare Chalav Ma'at Shenivla B'Basar Nasa Nevelah. Shahari Nasar, Rav holds of, right, Efshel Soto Asur and Chanan. Ukishachazar v'niflat b'shara chalav, havali min b'mino, chalav asur b'chalav heter. V'rav islay min b'mino lo batos. You put all of Rav Shittas together, why should this work? Why should the rest of the milk in the pot be mutter? That's the kasha. How could Rav say all these Shittas? Efshel Soto Asur, Chanan, and min b'mino lo bato. So why, in this case, should the milk be mutter? So, a couple of suggestions. Number one, Ba'olam Ksavarai Efshel Soto Asur. Really, old Efshel Soto was Asur, Vishaini Hasam. Da'amar Kra, Lo Savasha Gedi Bachalevi Mo, Gedi Asra Torah Velo Chalav. Humongous Chiddush. What's the pashtus of the Gemara? Basa Bachalav, according to Rav, the meat is Asur, not the Chalav. Lo Savasha Gedi Bachalevi Mo. That's the Havamina here. Basar b'chalav is basar b'chalav, not chalav b'basar. And therefore, the chalav is never asr. It's only the meat that's asr. Gemara says, v'sav rav gedi asr torah v'lo chalav. Is that possible? That Rav holds that. V'ha itmar, we have another machlokas. Chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis chalav shebishlan zimzeh. If I have a half a kazayis of basar and half a kazayis of chalav that you cook together on my rav, loke al achila. So in a loke al bishulo. We'll get that back to the in a loke soon. But Rav says you get malchus for achila. Half a kazayis of meat, half a kazayis of milk. Bisal kazayis of gidiyas for torah v'lo chalav, a achila my loke chatzi shiru. And if you say milk never becomes asur, it's just the meat that becomes asur, so isn't it... it's a chatishir, and therefore it shouldn't be usher anyway. It should be a chatishir. So why should it be usher?
Probably
all. Is this working? Yeah. Sorry, it's okay. Yeah. Ella, so the Gemara says, Ella, Leolam. So how could that work for Rav? How could that work for Rav? Just by the way, before we answer the question, how could we talk about a half a kezias of liquid? Usually kezias is solids and revius is liquids. So why is it, how do you measure it? So Rashi says you go by, where's the Rashi? Rashi explains it on the third or fourth skinny line. Rashi says you figure it out by displacement. You have a whole cup of wine. You put an olive into the cup. The amount of wine that spills over, that's the kezias. That's the kezias. That's how you figure out a kezias of liquid. So the Gemara, so that's just mitzias. But Rashi, so the Gemara says, if Rav holds that meat is totally mutter, I mean meat is usher and the milk is totally mutter, so why should it be usher in this case? So the Gemara says, you're right. El olam ksav Rav chalav nami usher. Milk is also usher. Can't hold that. That does not retain itself, that answer. So now we're back to the original question, though. So why, if the meat falls into the milk, is the milk going to be mutter? It fell into a boiling cauldron, a boiling pot of milk. It's boiling. And therefore what? If it's boiling, it only absorbs and doesn't exude. It only absorbs taste. The meat is going to absorb the milk, but it's not going to spit the milk back out. While the milk is boiling, it's not going to spit it back out. Let's just read the next line, then we'll talk about it. Sof sof kinayachad er palat. What do I mean? But when it stops boiling, it's going to it's going to be polite. No, kishkata v'silka, you took out the meat before it stopped boiling. Period. So that is how pashtus is. Rashi seems to say that, and the pashtus of the Gemara is that it, while it's boiling, it's not polite. So Tosfos says, that's, as the Vilna Gaon would say, hachush machish. It's not the Messias. Even as he's boiling, it gives off. He says, how do I know? Tosfos says, let's say you put a vegetable into a boiling hot soup. You see that soup takes on the characteristics of it, it gets colored. So you see this plata when something's boiling. So what are you talking about? There's no plata. There's no going out when it's boiling. Tosa says in Shanafal, Tema, Dover Hanir Le Naim Udapalit. Kshidos in Yark Mekadera Rosachas. Mishtan and Maris Hamayim in Ayark. Hey, Basar Shuman. Nimoch Latocha. What are you talking about? So, Pirish Abedu Shmuel. The other question also, the Rashba here quotes. The Rashba says, and how would Hagala ever work? What's Hagala? You take something that got trafed up and you put it into a boiling hot pot. What happens? The trafe goes out of the trafed up item. So what do you mean? If you say plate doesn't work into boiling hot things, then how does Hagala work? So you can't say that. So the Rashbam says in the first wide line of Tosfos, "Tahata ka'amar miflat lo palit haynu achi yehi savea milavloa avalacha shesavea chozer upolit." No, what the Gemara really means is that it takes a few seconds. What happens first is that there's blia, and after it doesn't spit out any taste until it's boleya. So first it's boleya for a few seconds, and then it's polate. And that's what the Gemara means. You took it out the second after the blia before it has a chance to be polate. That's the Rashbam Shita. So Tosfos says, and how do you know how many seconds pass between the blia and the plata? Nobody's a chacham to know that. Sad is the Gemara suggesting that. So Tosfos doesn't like that either. On the fifth wide line of Tosfos. But Dvar Temehu, to me, Bucky laid Dashir Zet. Right? So Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam, a third day. What it says, Mivlabal, Mivlopalit, it means it's not polate what it absorbs right now. It's polate what it absorbed earlier, and it's bolea something now. But it's not bolea and polate right now, this second. Because then that how would Hagala work either? You spit it out, it goes right back in. So that's what the Gemara means. It's not polate when it's boiling. When it's boiling, it's not polate because when it's not boiling, there's no taste transfer anyway. But when it's boiling, we say it's polate what it absorbed earlier, yesterday. But it's not polate what it absorbs right now. That's what the Rabbi Notam says.
How does that work? So it sounds like that the issue is that milk was absorbed but it's not being discharged.
Correct.
What about the fatty or...
But then there was bittel. There was bittel to the meat. But the meat is traif. But the milk, we're talking about the milk that's left in the pot. That's why we say it doesn't go back in. Okay, so work out how does kachem v'silkom work for Rabbeinu Tam. But that is the three suggestions of the Gemara. We have pashas of the Gemara, and then we have Rashbam, and then we have Rabbeinu Tam. Vayter gufa chati zayis badav chati zayis chalav she bishlan zemze amarav lokal filosofi no lokal bishulo. So quoting that price that we just that statement of Rav that we just had. So manavshach, why if you have a chati zayis of each should you get malchus for eating and not? And not cooking. If they're mitzarfin, bishul nami loki. They should be chay for bishul too. Ilo mitzarfin, achila nami lo loki. You shouldn't get it for achila. So the Gemara says, lo mitzarfin. Really, they're not mitzarif. Aye. So why do you get the chay? Why are you chay for the achila? Ubeba miyore gedola. It doesn't mean like what we thought it means. You have a half a kazayis of chalav and half a kazayis of basa that you put together. No, you have half a kazayis of from a yore gedola. What does that mean? There's two different cases going on here. Rashi says, "Litstudin amar Rav Lamilsei." Rashi quotes. You have to add in a few words. Ochel chati zayis basav chazayis chalav habam yore gedola shenis bashal bashir mizeh umizeh. Meaning you already cooked. You had enough. You had shiurim of basar b'chalav. V'nasru log al achilas shachal shir shalem isur shal shem echad vein alok al bishulo din bisha kachati zayis basar ukachati zayis chalav zeh imzeh fishim itstarfen. So you have to add in if you eat a half a gazayis of basar b'chalav and a half a gazayis of basar b'chalav, you have meat that's basar b'chalav and you have milk that's basar b'chalav. You have half a gazayis of each. So that's mitstarif. That's aser. But to contrast, if you would just cook half a gazayis of basar and half a gazayis of chalav, that's not mitstarif. Because it's different, right? Rashi says, "V'sheim itztarfin mechlal hateirom likros iser achiyeh b'kol echad le'aseis iser la'atzmo." Okay, so that is the that's Rav's chiddush. half a kadais of basar, half a kadais of chalav would be potter. But Levi Yomer af lokal bishulo. No, Levi says no. You would get malchus in that case too. V'chetari Levi masisun k'shem shalokal achilaso keach lokal al bishulo. Ubei the way the Gemara says, ubei is the bishul amru bebishul sha'achirim ochlin also machmas bishulo. How much do you have to cook it? Very important line for bishul basar b'chalav. Enough bishul that other people would eat it machmas bishulo. Rashi says mavushal kol sarcho. Wow. So you have to cook it totally? Mavushal kol sarcho to be chayav for basar b'chalav. Machal ben Drusoy is not good enough? So the Ritva says, no, Rashi means Machal ben Drusoy. Mavushal kol tzarcho, enough to eat it. And that's Machal ben Drusoy. Doesn't sound that way for Rashi. But you have to look at the Minchas Chinuch, has a nice summary in Mitzvah Zayin, Oz Gimel, all the mitzvahs that require Bishol. The Bishol, the Basar B'chalav, and Hilchis Shabbos, and cooking the Karban Pesach. Right, for the Isser of cooking the Karban Pesach, all of these, you have to know what's the shear of Bishul in all these contexts, or and can you be Mechalik between them? Sometimes you can be Mechalik. The Briskarov in Menachas, I'm not going to read it inside now, Briskarov in Menachas, Daf Nun Vavim Abeis, talks about maybe Shabbos is about one of them, I forgot which one is which, I think Shabbos is about the Maisa, while other Isserim are about the result. That's why by Shabbos, maybe it's Machal Ben Drusoy, because the Maisa Bishul is already a Maisa Bishul. Mashiach, the result, you might say that has to be fully cooked. That's why you can be Machal between the different areas, but that's something to focus on. Tam? Period. What?
Isn't Bas
Machal
about Tam?
Is there Tam by Machal Ben Drusoy? It's cooked. Does it give off taste right away?
Yeah, it would be.
Right? So it would give off Tam, but maybe it also has to be edible. It also has to be a certain edible law. You might say, is there a difference? Another question that you're asking. Is there a difference between how much you have to cook it in order to be chayef for bishul basar b'chalav and how much you have to be chayef for eating what you cooked basar b'chalav? You also might be chayef between those two. You know what? We should stop here because the next machlokas goes all the way up to the next daf by v'efshar. So you have to stop by v'efshar and... we will continue. Okay, Bezhen, the next year I will try on Sunday. It's not clear, we'll talk about it beforehand. Friday there will not be a shear, and not be a shear online. And then, and if anybody outside of the Chuslas will listen to it anyway, after the third day of Yantif, it's a day late. But Sunday, Bezhen, we'll try. Okay, Monday there will not be a shear. Tuesday and Wednesday, Bezhen, I will try to get a shear up also. Okay, we'll stop here.